Brief. Millions of Americans have traveled to view today's solar eclipse, which will start crossing 15 states 5 hours from now.
It's an opportunity to kind of share a communal event and maybe have a few moments of peace and tranquility.
But clouds may cover much of the path of totality. Former President Donald Trump says abortion laws should be set by individual states, not the federal government.
Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be.
Posting on his Truth Social platform, Trump said abortion should be legal in cases of rape, incest, or to protect the life of the mother. Sentencing day for actor Jonathan Majors, convicted of assaulting his ex-girlfriend. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
It didn't help that other women apparently came forward with similar domestic violence experiences. His lawyer recently attempted to have the conviction dismissed, which the judge denied.
Majors found guilty of misdemeanor assault. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is in Wisconsin today. He's announcing a new program that could benefit millions of student loan borrowers.
The Department of Education has been working to potentially help people who've been holding debt for decades, those who might be able to show different kinds of financial hardship, or perhaps those whose debt now, because of interest, has ballooned beyond what they originally took out.
Mary Alice Parks reporting. Local election clerks say they'll do their best to do their jobs and serve voters under two new constitutional amendments passed by voters last week. Wausau City Clerk Caitlin Bernard tells Capital City Sunday her office will do its best to run safe and secure elections. Private money is banned from boosting the ballot count. Bernard says she's working on backup plans in case she needs more money. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's still a search going on in Kenosha County for a bank robbery suspect. Police got a report about the Chase Bank in Pleasant Prairie getting robbed Saturday afternoon. An image of a man in his 40s or 50s has been released, but he's wearing a mask and sunglasses. At around the same time, a bomb threat was called into the Costco in Pleasant Prairie. Investigators are looking into whether the two are connected. A surge in searchers is expected today for the effort to find Elijah Vu. Volunteer groups have asked 100 people to join in the search for the missing 3-year-old in Manitowoc County. The search today is expected to span across most of Manitowoc County. As law enforcement continues their effort, it's volunteers who are taking the lead in today's search. Vu's been missing since February 20th, with his mother and her boyfriend in custody for child neglect at this point. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
Matt Nair on air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved winged thingers.
Winged thingers!
That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, winged thingers.
The winged thingers.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Brewers sink the Mariners high. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers crushed Seattle 12-4. Mariners pitcher Colin Snyder had to leave in the fourth after taking a line drive to his left knee.
Yeah, it's contusion. He got smoked. I'll give him credit for trying to stay in there. He knew where we were at with the bullpen.
Manager Scott Servais. The Brewers up by 10 runs for much of the game. Milwaukee's Pat Murphy.
It never feels like it isn't close, to be honest with you, when you're on a coaching staff. You're thinking of everything and you want to make sure that you guard against any implosion.
After the game, the crew flew to Cincinnati to open a 4-game series tonight against the Reds. NBA, the Bucks losing at home to the Knicks, 122-109. Chris Middleton, literally punched in the mouth, had to exit in the first half and was taken to see an oral surgeon. How did the Bucks blow an 11-point lead early in the second half?
Yeah, I just thought we came out flat. You know, I used 2 timeouts. I wish I knew why, but we did.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
A few scattered clouds through around midday today, then mostly sunny this afternoon. We'll get to 62 today with a wind out of the southwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, a sprinkle or two, otherwise partly cloudy, 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 60. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
For the Bucks, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
A man to do, oh baby, I'll sacrifice for you, I'll even do wrong for you, oh baby. Every minute, every hour, I'm gonna shower you with love and affection. Look out, it's coming in your direction.
All right, welcome to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Man, those songs, very magical and beautiful songs of the Motown era every Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789 is the number. You can text us at that same number. I was, before we went to break, it was, you know, asking the question about and giving you some statistics that I thought were really important as we hear people say the number one issue that they're concerned about in this nation is illegal immigration. Yes, in October, as of October 2023, foreign-born share was the highest in the history at 49.5 million and 15% of the U.S. population. Immigrants now make up 15% of the United States population, and 4.5 million increase since President Biden took office. You know, when you talk about, and you hear people talking about an invasion, you know, somehow I don't look at 4.5 million illegals as an invasion. And again, many of those people come here to work. And as Julie said before we went to break, you know, people should follow the laws and to get here. And I don't disagree with her. But at the same time, then you need to hold people accountable. Those business people who knowingly hired them. You ever notice who's doing the roofing in this country? You ever notice who's doing the landscaping in this country? You ever notice who's doing the drywalling in this country? I guarantee you many of them can't speak English. And I guarantee you many of them are being employed. They're illegal immigrants, and yet they're being employed. Every day, they're working harder than most Americans. And at the same time, they're being charged taxes. You know, here's what Donald Trump had to say before we go to the phone lines. And it doesn't surprise me. I know what kind of man he is. And Listen to this. Former President Donald J. Trump, this was over the weekend, speaking at a multi-million dollar fundraiser on Saturday night, lamented that people were not immigrating to the United States from the nice countries like Denmark. And he suggested his well-heeled dinner companions were temporarily safe from undocumented immigrants nearby, according to an attendee. Now, again, if these immigrants were here illegally from Denmark, I guess it would be all right with Donald Trump. But because they're illegal immigrants of color, he's got an issue. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Hey, good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
Well, I totally agree with you with what you have been saying. The Immigrant actually is one of the backbones of this country. This has been going on for centuries. It just didn't happen overnight. And yes, they get charged federal tax, state tax, Social Security, and they cannot apply for any of that. And that has been going on for years. And people have tried to change our immigration laws, but because of Congress and because of big money, they don't want to change this. So it's not the immigrants' fault. It is this country's fault. And Trump is using this as a whipping boy for so he can whip up his supporters and get them all enthralled in this on something that hasn't changed since that this country was founded. And I'm so sick of listening to people and having to explain this that we actually are living off these people's tax money and their Social Security that they paid up that they will never be able to get back. So what is your problem, people, with immigrants? Yes, they do every job that a United States citizen refuses to do.
Go ahead, Susan.
I can't say anymore. It angers me so much.
Susan,
it angers me.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I think you're right on point. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Good morning. Happy Motown Monday.
All right. Likewise.
I look forward to Mondays because of your show. Hey, well, real quick, you know, the sad reality is our immigration policy is being used as a weapon to divide and conquer the people. A great nation has a system that works, that's in place, that works well for everybody. And the only reason it hasn't been updated or modified, Congress has tried a couple different times in the last 10 years, but Donald Trump and GOP got it in the way of it. A great nation has an immigration system that works. We all understand the value of the people. It's not their fault that we have designed a system to fail. Guys and girls out there, when it takes, you know, 6 to 10 years to go through the system as it does now, that doesn't work well. It should be 12 to 24 months. All you're doing is when you have elongated processes like this and you don't put the resources forward to get the work done, all you do is you create a bottleneck of people trying to get in, whether it's through the asylum process or any other process.
Hey, Mike, do me a favor.
You know, at the end of, yes.
Hang on a second. I'm going to try something that I haven't done in a while. Hang on the phone. I'm going to let you have a conversation with Gary from Sussex. Gary, your thoughts on what you just heard from Mike?
Well, I think Susan and Mike are, it's hard for me to say because we have a sovereign country here and we all support that. I want to ask Mike, do you lock your doors at night?
No, Gary.
Mike? No, I just asked, this is a conversation between me and Mike.
Well, hey, Gary, you can have a conversation on the Earl Ingram show between you and Mike and leave Earl out because it's Earl's show. Again, you want to respond to what Mike and Susan said. Is it we continue to blame the immigrants for coming here, and yet business people, are using them and taking advantage of them, and a government that has a policy in place that also takes advantage of them.
My daughter-in-law runs a landscaping business, and I'd say about half of the men and women that work there are Spanish, and they all speak English, but they all came from Mexico, okay? They pay their taxes. Every one of them.
They all pay legally, taxes. Whether they're legal or illegal, they pay taxes.
They are legally hired to work in this country. They will get their Susan said they won't get their Social Security. Of course they're going to get their Social Security. I don't know where she came up with that.
And we're talking about, Gary, illegal immigrants will not get their Social Security. That's what she said.
If you're paying and you're working, look at my grandma came over when she was 10 years old from Sweden. When she worked here, I don't know at that time if they had Social Security. I don't think that came into effect until like the 1940s or so. But whatever money she paid in, she got back. Okay. The only thing is this, I don't mind people coming here and working. Okay. I just want to know who they are. And if one illegal immigrant kills my daughter or my wife in a car accident or in a murder, or anything else, or if one police officer dies, it is not worth having open borders.
Hey, Gary.
To know who's coming into this country.
Does it matter whether your daughter or your wife is killed by an illegal immigrant or an American? What difference does it make?
No. If this person came in illegally, this person would have never been there at that time to murder. I mean, look at Lake.
Okay, Gary, hang on. Mike, you want to try to have a dialogue with Gary, because Gary represents the other side of this equation.
And I totally welcome the conversation. Thanks for the opportunity. I've been to Arizona twice in the last year, and I've lived there for 37 years, living a recent transplant up here in Wisconsin. We've been looking and searching for updating our immigration policy for decades. But like I opened up the phone call with, it's become a political football. It's not something that Congress has taken as seriously. I think many of us believe they should. But then when they have, and it was in 2017, and then again recently, both times it's the Republicans that have knocked Congress off from doing their job and updating the immigration policy. There is not, first of all, an open border. It's not wide open. That's a nice little talking point that the GOP likes to throw out there all the time, but it's simply not true. We certainly have a asylum treaty that we have signed that needs to be updated into, you know, the new century, but we're still operating in an immigration policy that was written in the 1980s. It needs to be modified, needs to be changed.
Guys, hang on. 844-967-2789. You know, both sides of this equation need to be heard, and I think it's better to have that conversation from both callers. We're going to expand it on the other side. 844-967-2789. You can join the conversation as well. You're tuned in to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Ready to transform your body and change your life? Let Blue River CrossFit and Racine help you build a healthier lifestyle. Blue River centers everything around the three pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability. Their experienced coaches guide you through tailored dynamic workouts that are both challenging and fun. They also offer separate classes for kids and teens. This isn't just a gym, it's a like-minded community that's got your back. Getting started is easy. Visit Blue River CrossFit at 3801 Blue River Avenue in Racine or online at bluerivercrossfit.com.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. You can join us at 844-967-2789. I'm doing something I haven't done in a while, and that's having a conversation with listeners on both ends of the spectrum, dealing with the immigration issue. Mike from Kenosha and Gary from Sussex. You know, Mike, you know, Gary and others like to point out and really condemn these people who come here to work and who, again, we want to condemn the people who come here to work and we don't do anything about the business people who are, you know, involved in the whole aspect of bringing these people here, you know, and then this belief or fear mongering that these people are coming here and they're going to kill your wife and your daughter and they're thieves and they're criminals and all of those different things when nothing could be further from the truth. To say to people that you're concerned about your wife being killed by an illegal immigrant and you would really be bothered by that, as if, you know, there's enough killers in the nation where we live. And it doesn't matter one iota whether or not someone's loved one is murdered by an American or by an illegal immigrant. It's the same pain. Let's go back to the phone lines. And, Mike, you want to respond to Gary's thought?
Yeah. And to finish a very important point, the illegal employers have refused to fully adopt the E-Verify system, which was put in place as a mechanism to identify a legitimate, enrolled worker who's into the system properly within 2 minutes. But no, these huge companies who are now, by the way, trying to reverse child labor laws and to authorize children as young as 12 and 14 years old to be working in some of these slaughterhouses. This is, again, we need a system that works. Nobody wants illegal activity going on. We all want a system that we're in control of and we have our fingers on the pulse of, that we can, you know, work with and maneuver as we need it to work for us. But the problem is we have a complete Republican Party that all they want to do is use it as a grievance issue, election after election after election. And that's where we, the people, got to say enough of this nonsense. Do the job. Let Congress do the job that they're put to work and put in place to do.
Hey, Mike, hang on. Gary, you want to respond?
I want to, what did Biden do the very first day? All the laws that Trump enacted for the border, he just got rid of them all. So all I want is just to have the laws enforced that are on the books. And I'm sure that you and Mike and Susan and everybody else would agree with they should follow the law. I mean, we have laws in this country for a reason. Now, as far as I was telling you, my daughter-in-law hires these Mexicans that are working at their business. Now, I've talked to these guys, and you know me, I'm very political. So I asked them, I said, how do you feel about all these people coming in illegally into this country? Well, they're pissed off because they're making anything, it all depends how much, you know, experience you have, from $15 to $30 an hour. They said that if we get flooded by these other people from El Salvador or other parts of the country, the world, that they're going to lose their job or they're going to get a deduction in their wages. So I asked them, I said, well, then who are you going to vote for? They said, well, we're voting for Trump. So that's why the Spanish, I'm telling you, he's losing the Spanish vote.
Well, Gary, number one, you know, you don't know that because you talked to a couple Latino people. And so you don't know that. So that's something that you hear from conservative think tanks and conservative talkers. But because I know many Latino people who disagree with what you just said. Here's the point. And I think Mike had it just right. The truth of the matter is those immigrants are needed in this country. There's no question about it. The jobs that they work, the majority of the American people don't want them. And they don't want to do those types of jobs. They're hard labor. And certainly many of those people who come here are underpaid. And they're working for slave wages. And the business people who own the businesses ought to be ashamed of themselves. And we have a government that should rein that in, which is exactly what Mike was talking about. That's where it has to stop. That's where it begins, and that's where it ends with the policy. Both Republicans and Democrats, Gary, recently, bipartisan, in the Senate, came up with a plan that would have addressed all of it. Republicans as well as Democrats, they both agreed. They came up with a plan that would work, and Republicans in the House shot it down. That's who shot it down, Gary. Those are facts. There's nothing fabricated about it. And that's at the root of what Mike and others are talking about. People who don't want to see it work. Quickly, Gary.
The reason they shut it down was because they would not work with the Republicans. And the Republicans said, all we need to do is just go back to the laws.
Hey Gary, who is they?
I'm just telling you.
I know, but Gary. Who is they? They are both Republicans and Democrats in the Senate who both agreed. So it was, again, bipartisan. And yet Mitch McConnell agreed with it. And so did, what's the other senator's name? I can't think of it right now. But he, Republican senator, agreed with it. And so it was conservatives on the right, Gary, who stopped it. Mike, you got the last word.
What they did is they formed a committee specifically for the purpose, the task of upgrading our immigration policy for Republicans, for Democrats. They did it for over like a 3.5 month period. They came out with this bill, and Trump said, hell no. What happened.
And the reason Trump said hell no is because Trump wanted to get the credit, for having got it done. Hey, Mike, thank you very much for the call. Gary, thank you very much for the debate. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about cars on the Earl Ingram Show. Monday, Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
Conversations and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Oral arguments are today in a Madison courtroom where a judge will decide if a group trying to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss will get more time to respond to his claims. The recall group wants to know which district Voss might be subject to recall in. The group's first effort failed when the Wisconsin Elections Commission ruled it didn't collect enough valid signatures. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is giving $22 million to farmers who practice rotational grazing. Margaret Crome is with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute. She says this kind of help is good for new farmers just getting started.
That technology and others that are emerging has made it a much less expensive investment than many, many approaches to farming.
The deadline to apply for a grant is May 26th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The Fox River in Kenosha County remains under a flood warning, which will continue for the rest of the week. The river near New Munster will be under a warning until early Saturday morning. Areas in the town of Wheatland and the village of Salem Lakes are still seeing minor flooding, impacting some homes in that area. The river is expected to fall below flood stage by Friday night and gradually recede until Sunday evening. The river remains about a foot and a half above the 11-foot flood stage. Our southeastern corner of Wisconsin is the top spot in the state to see today's eclipse. While the path of totality may be slightly further south, people in our region can still see a spectacle. Cloud cover may pose a slight challenge for those a little further north of us, but those closer to the state line will likely have a clearer view. Experts are reminding people to protect their eyes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles, WRJN News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
This is April Fool's Day. Did you fall for any jokes today, Conrad?
Well, I guess I did fall for one, but it was unfair because it happened last week.
Yeah, what the heck?
Hot dog water from 7-Eleven.
We both fell for that, but it's not even... It's like, after the Kurter Burger, I'll believe anything. I could believe it was hot dog water, and that was like March 26th. That's so lame.
They actually did make it, though.
Good.
We got some people to actually drink it.
Suckers.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Pat Sajak will be giving the wheel a final spin in June. The 77-year-old Wheel of Fortune host is retiring after 40 years. In his time as host, Sajak has been nominated for 19 Emmys and won 3 times. Sajak has agreed to stay on as a consultant for 3 years. 3 years? How hard is it? Spin the wheel, buy a vowel, say aw, and pretend you care when some idiot lost because they guessed an X. Sajak's last episode will be June 7th. Taking over for Sajak will be Ryan Seacrest. Seacrest said, "It's been a joy to watch Pat and Vanna," translation, mostly Vanna, "for the last few decades." Letterturner extraordinaire White agreed to stay on the show after a pay dispute last year, after which she received her first raise in 20 years. White's time at Wheel predates Sajak. She's been turning letters since Supernut job Chuck Woolery was the host. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A few scattered clouds through around midday today, then mostly sunny this afternoon. We'll get to 62 today with wind out of the southwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, a sprinkle or two, otherwise partly cloudy, 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 60. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I always wanted to be taller. All I wanted to do all day was play basketball. And I remember this guy from the team came in, and he was having a bad day. And he looks at, we're just playing a pickup game, and he goes, "Hey, guys, can I get a dunk?" Somebody throws him the ball. He runs and powers it down, and I'm like, how cool after a bad day to be able to throw a dunk down. Like, you don't get the same satisfaction with launching an angry two-handed set shot, you know?
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
Well, don't you know I'm wondering, little girl, I'm wondering, how can I make you love me a little more than you love him, oh baby?
it. Welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same same number. Let's go back to Susan quickly. Susan, you say what?
Hi. I would really love to debate Gary myself, but I just want to give Gary some information. And if he doesn't believe me, he can go to a library or a bookstore and he can pick up this information. And serial killers. The worst killers in our nation. Any given year, there are 7 serial killers crossing our nation, killing people, picking them up off the street, whatever. And the average age of a serial killer is 35 to 50 years of age, and they are white. 95% of your serial killers, those are the ones that you should really be afraid of, are white males. And Gary, it's in the library. Pick a book up. Just go serial killer, and you'll find a whole mess of them on serial killing. And the only reason why I know this is because I worked in the police department for 24 years.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Let me get to this. Calvin, you've been in a new car lately? Relatively new?
No.
Well, so the relatively new cars have these screens. You know, there used to be knobs and switches in cars, but now they've got these.
I guess I have been one in. That's that.
So they've got these screens, touch screens, and there's so much information on them that, you know, there's a question, are modern cars too complex and screen heavy to be driven safely? And I would have to say yes. Man, they position the screens in a smart manner where you really don't have to look down to you know, get access to the things you're looking for. Maybe, you know, the heater, the air conditioning, the cell phone, or, you know, or the music, the radio, and all those kinds of things. They're up around a place where you can see them without having to look down. That was smart that they put them in that position. But the problem is too technical. Man, I used to, when it came time to moving my music from the speakers to the right or speakers to the left or speakers to the front or speakers to the right, I could do that with a knob. I knew where that was. Today, you've got to go through a system of things. Imagine you're on the road. You want to adjust the speakers in your sound system. You've got to go through, where is it at? I pushed this button over here, and okay. All right, so I found it. But now I've got to go through the process of left speaker, right speaker, front speaker, back speaker, symphony sounds. There's too many different options on these new cars. And the fact that you have to take your eyes off or try to figure out and navigate it while you're driving is insane to me. 844-967-2789 is the number. I know my wife has a new car. And so trying to find where the things are on her car, to me, I've got to take my eyes off of things. Number one, the road. And I'm sure that many of you, 844-967-2789. Listen, I'm old school, you know, knobs and buttons and, you know, and all those kind of things. We were able to navigate. But the new technology on the screens is getting too advanced for people who are driving. 844-967-2789. Is there anybody else out there who thinks it's a problem? I mean, I know it is. You know, maybe for a young guy like Calvin, it's not. He can navigate new technology. But for heaven's sakes, for you and I and people like Bill from Oconomowoc, you know, to try to figure this out is more than a notion. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. I'm not beating you up, but...
Oh, I thought you were a character. You were trying to character assassinate me, but I'm not quite sure. But anyhow, good morning.
Good morning.
I appreciate it. Say, on that technology, I used to work for AT&T. What they need to do, and they are heading in that direction, is everything is voice activated. So in other words, you just talk to it and you focus on driving. Now, in my vehicles, we don't have brand new, but we got fairly new. You could talk to these, and they're going to do what I ask them to do. And if you don't know how to do it, or you want to inform yourself, Earl, and I know you're a busy guy. You don't have as much leisure time as most people. But when you do have a few minutes, YouTube it, and it'll explain to you how to do it. And once you know how to do it, you can do it without thinking about it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying this.
It's a process of learning. It's just a learning process. And we, Earl, you and I, didn't grow up in that age. We had to adapt.
Yeah, yes. But even with that being the case, you know, Bill, there's so many different things on the screen. There's so many different things. And yes, if I have time, if I sit still, if the car is in park, I can navigate it. I can move those things around. But for heaven's sakes, people are doing this when they're driving. And you take your eyes off the road. Touch screens can be distracting. And they've made them beautiful, Bill, right? Very colorful. You know, everything looks great on them. But can they be a distraction, Bill?
Oh, they can be a huge. In fact, I had an accident this winter that I wasn't charged with much of anything other than just going in the ditch. I'm not so sure I could say 100% I was looking down the road. And to your point, what I do now is if I'm stupefied by the situation, no matter where I am, I wait till I can get off and then I park and take my time and try and figure it out. It is a learning process, but once you learn it, you can do it as good as your kids can because it just kind of gets burned into your head. Oh, this is the way we proceed. But the more voice activation you can use to adjust your heat, your temperature, anything else, where you're going, what music you want to listen to, because I know you like music, Earl. Well, you ought to be able to play my music or play my favorite hits. And because I know I love the music you play for your show. I'm sure it's on in your vehicle.
Hey, Al, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Hey, Al, what's going on, man?
Same old stuff, see, but you sound old-fashioned, see.
Old-fashioned.
You said something earlier.
I like knobs and those kind of things.
You can do all of that stuff. You can do all that stuff while the car's in park. You set it up, you get in the car, and you drive. Everything is done. I got a newer car, and I don't push buttons. I got everything set, and that's where it's staying. And if I want to change it, I change it when it's parked.
Well, I'm not, you know, I'm not going to, you know, set it. And I got to make some changes, man. You know, I may have to change the channel. I may need to turn the heat up higher. I may need to switch the heat from one side of the car to the other. You know, I may need to switch the heat from down on my legs to up midway. Or you know, or all those different things, man. You have to make those adjustments, man.
Yeah, but see, as I said, if I'm in the car by myself, however it's set up, that's the way it's going to stay until the car is parked.
Yeah, well, not me. Hey, and I guess not many other people, man. You know, look, Al, that is beautiful, right? The screens are beautiful. Whoever came up with the idea, God bless them. That looks a lot better, you know, than what we used to do with the radios and all those different things. It's just so much there. right? I mean, you got to, you have to program all of that stuff, man. Al, I guess I'm, you know, an old guy who doesn't understand that. I know I'm not alone. You know, here's what one of the responses was to the editor. The multi-informational display and separate multimedia system screen on my 2023 Toyota Cinema Hybrid minivan, each have menus upon menus of choices to make for vehicle operations. Same thing with my car. I never operate these while driving. That's what you're saying, Al. They use confusing acronyms and deep menu and sub-menu selections that require extended time and effort to understand using them requires taking your eyes away from the road, possibly leading to dangerous and deadly results. Sometimes I long for my 1962 three on the tree Ford straight six engine. I would say, Calvin, a guy longing for his 1962 three on the column is a guy who doesn't know much at all about technology and shies away from it.
Yeah, what, three on the tree? What, you just got drive, park, and reverse?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, really, it is, you know, technology is great, man, in its place. And, you know, I'm still, do I know all of the things on the screen of my vehicle? No. You know, am I getting to know more about the things that are on the screen? Yes. But, you know, everybody who has these things and the newer your vehicle is, the more the technology has been, you know, upgraded, and the more you have to futz around with. Well, that's a word, man, that really denotes how old I am, futzing around with it, and it can become a hindrance. So, you know, as technology improves, we're going to have more and more opportunity to do more and more things. And all I'm saying is, as this article says, you know, it is and can be too complex for, you know, automobiles. Man, you look at some of the screens, man, it looks like a cockpit. Have you ever see some of them, man? I mean, not in person, but.
Yeah, especially like the Teslas and stuff.
Yeah, man, they're beautiful. The colors and all of the different designs and things that they have. But, you know, little dangerous. Got to be careful. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll return.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin
at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. You know, I wanted to kind of end things with this. You know, millennials and many of them have a tough go of it. And part of being a parent is, you know, when your child gets into, look, nobody ever said, everybody talks as if life is easy. And for some it may be, but for far too many of us, it's not easy. And so if you have to carve out, you know, a successful stint for you in your life, you know, today it's a lot more difficult than it was years ago. And so I remember my father once telling me when I was a young man, I don't know, I might have been in my 30s. And I had a younger sibling still coming up. And I remember asking my father about, you know, the fact that, you know, it seemed like they did more for my younger sisters and brothers than they did for, you know, the older ones. And my father hit me with a truth serum that even to this day, I'll always remember. And he said, "Son, when you were their age, there were opportunities everywhere for you." He was right. People were coming right out of high school with snotty noses and walking into jobs and occupations that made it possible for us to buy cars and homes and all of those things without even a high school diploma. That's the way it was. But as my younger siblings, the youngest ones of them, were coming up, they didn't have those opportunities. And so my parents wound up spending more money in supporting them because at 18 years old, I could leave home and start a homestead. And I wasn't alone. Most of my generation, we were able to do that because of the times. Today is different. And so we spend more money helping our adult children. I can only speak for myself, but I do. You know, my sons work hard. And they're good human beings. and have good jobs. But sometimes it's a little, you know, things get a little rough. And so, you know, you find yourself digging deeper and financially helping your adult children. Have you ever done that? 844-967-2789. Have you ever had to do that? I'll tell you I have. And I'm going to continue to do it as long as they're doing the right thing. Life is hard. It's not easy. It's harder for those who have come after us, even though there'll be people from my generation who'll disagree with that. It's much more difficult for them to make it now than it was for our generation. And so financially, you know, I help my sons, even in their 40s. You may say, well, that's ridiculous. That's crazy. They should have been able to. Not really. Do I feel an obligation to do it? I mean, they don't come knocking on the door every day. But I'd much rather say that if they're going to knock on the door and if they're in that kind of a need, I would much rather support them than them having to go somewhere else and do something else. Calvin, does that make sense? You're a young man.
Yeah, it makes total sense. I guess, technically, it's hard to think of myself as an adult sometimes, but I'm 25 and I live it with my parents, and so does my brother, who's 23.
Yeah, it's so, a different time, man.
For sure.
And clearly, if you would be making the kind of money that my generation made, you would be on your own. But the thing is, you're not. And so when we need to look at supporting, you know, our children longer than our parents did with us, and at the root of all of it is times are different. It's a different world. And I know I'm not alone, but, you know, it's a part of the new world. And so if we're not willing to do that, there's always a predator lurking around, Calvin, that if I give you $500, I'll charge you $2,500 of interest, right? Those kind of people, the predators are out there.
Yep, definitely out there.
Yeah. So anyway, I want to thank everybody who made the show go. Calvin, it's 60, going to be 65 degrees.
Yeah, blue skies. We're going to have some. It's going to be pretty clear for the eclipse.
Hey, man, get out and enjoy the weather, Calvin.
For sure.
All right. I'll see everybody on tomorrow. Thank everybody who made the show go. Up next, Jane Matner, Matner on air, and Greg Bach. Enjoy the weather. See you tomorrow.
Originally the home of the Milwaukee Braves, now your home for the Milwaukee Brewers.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Von Hassel Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Some words of wisdom for the millions planning to watch today's total solar eclipse.
Don't fool with your phone. Just be.